With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 6, 2018. The Shanice Lewis Show is an official media sponsor of the 2018 TCF Style Expo taking place in Atlanta on August 11th and 12th. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. And make sure you're following the show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play Music, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Shantae Burkett made her blogging debut on Everything Curvy and Chic in 2011 with a dedicated audience of close to half a million followers. Shantae uses her platform to educate, prepare, and empower readers to spark conversations around style, entrepreneurship, and being a woman in the modern digital world. Her body of work includes collaborations with major brands such as JCPenney's, Reb Doll, Sephora, River Islands Plus, and more. She's been featured on many media outlets such as Style, Caster, Fashion Bomb Daily, Bustle, Ebony.com, and Refinery 29. In 2015, Shantae shattered glass ceilings and broke ground as the first plus model featured in Target's body positive campaign, Target Loves Everybody. In addition to her success as a blogger and influencer, Shantae opened One Curvy Boutique, Florida's first plus size boutique offering trendy but unique clothing and accessories at affordable prices. Shantae will be a featured speaker at the 2018 TCF Style Expo in Atlanta, and we're so excited to have her on the show today. Hi, Shantae.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Good. Well, I'm so excited to talk to you because we have met each other briefly at events, but I don't think we've ever had the opportunity to have a full conversation and get to know each other.
We have not, and that's crazy because we have been at a lot of the same events. And I thank you for having me tonight.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I know you're very busy. You got a lot going on, but I'm interested to learn all about you. So before we get into your blogging and accomplishments, let's start at the beginning and tell me, what were you doing before you even started blogging? What is your background in?
Well, I have a background in cosmetology. I used to do hair, and then I ventured off after I had my daughter. It was kind of like a conflict doing hair, trying to find a babysitter as a single mother. And then I ventured off, and I went into the social service field, helping others. And that was, I thought I was going to be a social worker, and then my blog just took over my life.
Now, I was able to, you know, research you and look at some of your videos, and in some of the things I saw, you mentioned how you hit rock bottom, and you've had some obstacles in life that you've had to overcome. Now, tell me about that.
Well, definitely being a single mother, I kind of, where I live, Florida, and I went to New Jersey, and I just started over. It was like rock bottom for me. I had a baby. She was, I believe at the time, 7 months old. So I just completely just started over. Had to find like a whole new direction where I was going with my life.
So when you decided to pack up your baby and move, was your family against it, thinking that's crazy?
Actually, no, because I stay in a small town. So everybody was like, no, go and see the world, see what's out there. My mom, she was actually in New Jersey, and I'm the only child. So it was kind of like, okay, come on, I'll help you with the baby, I'll help you start over, and she was there for me.
Got it. So when you relocated, were you planning to start a blog? Was that a part of your transition, or did it happen after you got to New Jersey and saw the fashion scene in New Jersey and New York?
It was exactly that. Like, coming from a small town, California, it's not really fashion. All we have Elaine Bryant's, we have Catherine's, but we don't have a lot of stores. So being fashionable is kind of like, okay, whatever here. And it's a country town. So when I went to New Jersey, and it was kind of like, oh, my goodness, I can dress like this. I can wear this. That is this store. I believe my first store was Ashley Stewart. I found Ashley Stewart, and I went crazy. I was like, okay, their style here. And then I found Fashion and Figure. And surprisingly, my blog didn't even start off as more so fashion. It was a rant. I used to talk about basketball wives, which is crazy. And it went to beauty, and then it just went. I posted my first outfit, and from there, everybody wanted more. So fashion took over.
So how did you learn about the plus size community and the plus size events that were going on?
So I was in New Jersey. So with me living in New Jersey, and I call myself, I was started off kind of basically from Instagram. And from there, that's when I started getting invites. Because remember, it was a time when Instagram was only available to iPhones. It wasn't to Androids and all that. So I grew my following during that time. Basically, I was one of the first plus-size influencers on the gram. And I grew it, and brands started reaching out and inviting me to events. And that's how I who was the first person I met at an event? It was Marie, and it was Gorgeous and Gray, Curve Fashionista, and, yeah, Gorgeous and Gray, my first two people I met at an event.
So you think Instagram was the biggest tool that helped you build your brand and your following out of anything else?
Yes, definitely Instagram.
And even to this day, is that your number one tool?
Yes, that's my baby. Like, you can't take Instagram away from me. But I kind of master, like, I understand the importance of having an offline, I guess a platform off of Instagram, which was my blog. So I still get heavy traffic on my blog, and I dabble in Facebook a little bit, but everybody knows that's up and down right now. But mainly Instagram. Instagram is my baby. If I'm not blogging, I'm on Instagram somewhere. If I'm not posting a picture, you can find me in my stories.
So how did your Target Loves Everybody campaign come about?
So I'm business minded. So when the blogging world started to, I guess, explode, I dived into networks. There's a lot of influencer networks. And I knew that a lot of people weren't thinking about the influencer networks. So I worked with a lot of different networks. And with me having a large following, it was kind of like in a large following and engagement, it was kind of like jobs would come to me because I kind of had the largest following on that platform. And I saw the opportunity, I filled out for it, and I got it. And I was really surprised, because that was a big one for me.
Now, explain this a little to me, because I'm not a blogger. When you said you joined networks, what do you mean, like an agency for bloggers?
Yeah, so it's influencer networks. So if you Google influencer networks, a ton would come up. You have networks like Tap Influence, Pop Sugar, even Reward Style, they have an influencer side. So there's so many influencer networks that you can join to get opportunities where you don't have to sit and pitch the brands or wait for it to come your way. You can actually see what's out there and fill out for it.
Nice. So when did you know that this blogging thing could become a full-time career for you?
It was so crazy. I was in my last year of school. I was getting ready to graduate and start social work. And it was a conflict with my schedule, with my job, and actually, yeah, my job in school. So it was kind of like my job decided to, they were nice enough, and they laid me off where I still got unemployment for that year. And while I was still working through my classes, out of nowhere, I started getting a lot of blog opportunities. And I was like, at that time, I still didn't know that you can actually, I guess, gain income, create an income from this. So I started getting, like, opportunities, and it was crazy. Like, I got my first, and I'm just going to throw just one number out here, no more numbers after this, but it was, like, my first opportunity. I got $300 for it, and I was like, oh, like, I can get paid? People would pay me for my influence? And from there, it was just like, okay, I have a little bit of breathing room. I can play around this year. Let me just see how much I can grow, how much I can make from this. And I haven't went back to social work since.
Now, I saw on your YouTube, you had a video that in 2015, you were at a crossroads trying to decide if you even wanted to continue blogging or if you wanted to go into social work. So I guess you decided to continue blogging.
Yep, it picked up and it hasn't slowed down. Like, we have our slow spells, but that's where you have to know the business side, know where to pick up when brands are reaching out, when you're not pitching yourself, you dive into your affiliates to make up for that. So it's been a struggle. I have moments still, but for the most part, I love it and I wouldn't trade it. Because at the end of the day, like I said, I went into the helping field. Social work was the helping field. And what I do, I'm helping women every day. So I'm
right.
Still, I feel like I'm still filling that void of my purpose.
Right. Now, you moved back to Florida. Tell me, why did you decide to go back home?
So it was, yes, I decided to go home, and nobody gets emotional when I start talking about this. It was actually my mom's wish. She had was diagnosed with brain cancer, and she wanted to, basically, we knew this was going to be her last year. Everything happened so quick. She was diagnosed 1 year, and then they told her she had a year left to live. And it was kind of like she said, oh, I want to come back to Florida, because she was originally from Florida, but she was going to New Jersey all her life. So it was kind of her asking for that. So the plan was I moved, I got a place and everything. Everything happened really quick. I got a place because I knew she was declining. I got a place, and I would say it was actually July. I signed the lease. I knew we were coming when she got off of chemo, which was going to be in September. So my goal was to have everything set up so it could be an easy transition. And she passed away in September. So she never made it, and I was forced to come anyways because I had a lease. So it was kind of like, okay, I got to come now. So I was in actually Homestead, which is Miami way. And a year later, I decided to actually come back home because I wanted to be responsible. I knew cost of living here was cheaper, and I had more support, especially with my daughter and my father's here, my family's here. And I said, with me traveling and working, that's my support right now. So I moved here, and it's really slow.
But one thing you did when you moved there is you opened up a boutique. Now,
yes.
After you got there, did you decide to do that after you got there and you were settled?
After I got here and I was settled, it was kind of like a tug of war. Like, what do I want to do? I can do something here. I'm an entrepreneur. I can. The cost of living is here, is low here. What can I do? So my first kind of, because I have the cosmetology background. So I said, why would I open up a braid shop? We don't have braid shops here or a beauty bar. So that was my first idea. But then I realized stylists, they're not loyal. So it was kind of like, okay, so I might take an L here. So then I said, well, I can go back to my roots because I ran an online boutique for 3 years straight also and within my blogging and everything. I quietly bowed out when all the boutiques popped up online. So I quietly just bowed out. I didn't want to compete with prices. I said, okay, let me just refigure and see if I want to come back later. So when it popped up in my head again, I said, okay, I know how to do this. And I can actually give a great shopping experience. That's my main goal with my boutique, to give a great shopping experience. So I scouted places. I did the math, did my homework, and it opened. I was surprised that I did something this big, and especially having something that's online, it was a major accomplishment for me because I was like, what if the internet dies or something? Even though it's not, but you know, in the back of your head, if the internet is gone, my blog life is gone.
Right. So why did you choose the name One Curvy Boutique? Why didn't you just name it Curvy and Chic?
Because overall, it's already a Curvy and Chic. I named my last boutique was Everything Curvy and Chic, and I'm also in a transition trying to slowly branch away from Everything Curvy and Chic myself because I'm building onto my brand. But I wanted something catchy. Something catchy and something that you can just think of like that. It was a hard one because naming a new brand is really, really hard. But I spoke with a couple of people and we all voted, and that was it. One Curvy Boutique.
So what type of clothing do you carry and what's the size range?
So we cater to sizes 1X to 5X. We carry anything. A large variety of items. We carry dresses, formal dresses. In my hometown, they love to go out because right now we're not online. So I'm catering to my area. So They love the club. Small towns, the club scene is major. So a lot of going out clothes. I have a lot of, and surprisingly, the population in my store right now is anywhere between, I would say, 26 and more of in up to 40. I get a lot of older women coming in to shop, and they really like our services. We have a Get Ready With Us service, which is they have our event. Small towns, like I said, we always have events. So
right.
There's class reunions, there's comedy shows, there's so much. So with me knowing this, I say, you know what, I can give a special kind of service for this. So when they have our event, we actually offer a personal style session where we dress them for the event. I have a makeup artist in the shop also, and it comes with a full face of makeup. And then while you're getting your services throughout the style consultation and everything, you get sweet treats and wine. And then we also have the other side. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, are you in the boutique every day?
Yes.
All day?
I am in Well, not every day, all day, because I have been pulled everywhere in the past 2 months. I have been in and out. But for the most part, I am here about, I would say, 70% of the time when I'm not traveling.
So
you won't see me in here.
Being a store owner, has that taken you away from blogging as much?
No, because my blogging is my bread and butter. So it's kind of like I'm never leaving blogging. I love it. It keeps me sane. It gets me out of my head sometimes when I have a lot going on. I just go to blogging. So that's my baby. My blog comes first.
So have you had any obstacles with the boutique so far, or
yes,
has it been smooth sailing?
It has not been smooth. Like I say, with any business within its first year, you have your ups and downs. And especially with us not being online, that's a struggle because that we're not catching those sales. But I'm utilizing this time to find vendors because, you know, boutiques are popular right now. So
right.
I use this year just to find unique vendors to possibly, and I'm not going to say this, not going to actually say I'm doing this, to possibly build a capsule collection for the boutique. Other ideas that I want to do with my boutique, I want to partner with designers because you don't see a lot of boutiques partner with actual designers. So it's a lot of different things. I feel like I'm even though I have ran an online boutique before, I feel like I'm still in a learning phase, still trying to figure out the sales, still trying to figure out merch, organizing, shelving, all that, because it's new to me actually having a store.
Right. And so where are you located?
We're located in Ocala, Florida, 1500 West Silver Springs Boulevard, Unit 2.
And so what part of Florida is that? Is that like close to Disneyland?
So surprisingly, do you know Disneyland was supposed to be in Ocala, Florida? I always tell the story. I forgot what president. It was something that happened. He had to hurry up and leave, and he never came back, and then he went to Orlando. But we are 30 minutes from Gainesville, so we're going south. So if you're coming down 75, you're going south. We're 30 minutes. We're basically the next largest city right after Gainesville, and we're about an hour from Orlando. So, got it.
So you being an influencer and having a big audience online, was that helpful for you in your town? Because sometimes in small towns, they don't even know what's going on online and in the plus community.
Surprisingly, I did not try to use my influence. If you go down my feed, you will see that I don't really promote the boutique on my my blog side. I wanted to challenge myself. I wanted to actually, grow a brand, and I wanted to see how far it can grow without me having to dabble in it. Yeah, people in the blog world, people see you. They never know what you actually do. So people kind of knew, who I am, but it was nothing to them. So, of course, they didn't come just because of my following or anything. I really just did my homework. I promoted. I grew it naturally. I grew the followers on our Facebook, everything, all naturally.
Nice. So, this weekend, you are headed to Atlanta for the TCF Style Expo. And are you excited about coming to Atlanta?
Yes. I love Atlanta. That's like one of my favorite places. And I can't wait to see so many of my favorites.
And you're going to be a part of the Blogger Mastermind presented by Mediavine. Now, you have taken interest in teaching up-and-coming bloggers the ropes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. That's part of my helping, too. I feel like it doesn't hurt to, give the inside scoop. And just to help out, I feel like you always need to pay it forward. And on an average week, I get over 20 messages, how to start a blog, what to do, how to monetize the right way, how to work with brands. So, and I was like, okay, let me just put myself out there and actually help people now.
Nice. So what kind of advice will you be giving to the people this weekend in Atlanta?
I keep on trying to figure that out.
And
I don't know yet. And it might be all over the place. My main thing when it comes to the blog world is just know your worth, because brands will try to play you. You have to know your worth. And not everything is about money or payment, but when you know your worth, you won't let things like I'm going to throw a brand out right now. I don't like how Fashion Nova treats influencers right now. And I feel like when influencers know their worth, they'll see when they're being mistreated as an influencer.
So do you mean like know your worth, how you don't do a whole bunch of stuff just for free clothes?
Yes, just for free clothes. Even down to your content. Putting your all in your content and knowing that it's not just about a pretty picture. What's the story behind that picture? How are you engaging with your audience? How can you engage with your audience?
So really this blogging thing and this Instagram thing is really more complicated than some people think.
Oh, yes. It's way more complicated. A lot of people don't really... Actually blogging mentorship, my Chic Mastermind, I did like a beta class, and after I did the beta class, my girls did not know so much went into it, and I stressed content, because that's, at the end of the day, that's your resume, that's your truth. Share your truth. Be authentic with your readers. Let them know what you're going through. Be relatable.
And so you should be consistent with your content as well.
Yes, consistent. Definitely consistent.
So you have a lot on your plate, and I need to mention congrats because you were just in Oprah magazine. That was announced like last week.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I got it. Oprah saw me. That's all I keep on saying. Oprah saw me.
Well, that was
pretty amazing. Like, I feel like the past, I say over the next couple months, it's pretty busy for me. And a lot of great things. I said it on my Facebook the other day. I feel like I'm just having a Cardi B moment right now, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful.
So what is your ultimate goal? Because you have a lot of things going on, but at the end of the day, your ultimate goal is what?
Inspiring women to be the mastermind behind their dreams and their visions. Not especially single moms, not letting any hardships hold them back. I just want to help women in any shape or way or form. I have a lot of different things I want to work on, but I can't do everything at once. But
right.
It is so much that with me that I feel like that is to come in the future, just helping women in general.
And it doesn't matter if they're plus size or not.
Plus size or not, no. Doesn't happen matter if they're plus size or not.
Nice. So do you have anything else coming up that we should be on the lookout for?
Well, I have a huge campaign that's getting ready to launch. I believe it might launch this week or next week, so definitely be on the lookout. And I definitely would love to support because I am the only plus size girl in this campaign.
Nice.
And then I have a couple of huge campaigns coming out, coming up, but this one is definitely a huge one for me.
So you are ending 2018 strong.
Yes, pretty real strong. Like I might, it's crazy. I don't even know where all this is coming, but I'm thankful. God, thank you. You keep me working. I'm blessed.
Yes. Well, I'm proud of you. I'm so excited that we had this opportunity to talk because I learned a bunch about you with this interview because I didn't know anything. So thank
yes,
you for being on the show.
No, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to seeing you this weekend. We definitely going to have to chat in person.
Yes. Now, before you go, tell us your official websites and social media handles.
So right now, all my social media handles is at Shantae Burkett. My blog is Everything Curvy and Chic. Will be changing to Shantae Burkett over the next couple months, so be on the lookout for that. But everything is Shantae Burkett.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and I will see you in Atlanta.
All right. See you next week. Well, this weekend.
Yes. All right. Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too.
Bye-bye. And thank you to our fabulous guest this evening, Shantae Burkett. Make sure you check her out at the Blogger Mastermind presented by Mediavine happening this weekend, August 10th, during the TCF Style Expo. For more information about that, visit tcfstyleexpo.com. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to the Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.